it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. We have a bright new chairwoman of the Manhattan County Republican Committee, Andrea Katsimatidis. Her father has a program on the station on ESPN, the Cats Roundtable, every week for the last 2 years. And we're honored to have the younger, bright, capable, new Manhattan County Republican chairwoman on the program. Let me tell you a little bit about her background. Andrea Katsimatidis serves as an executive at her father's company, the Red Apple Group, with primary responsibilities in the real estate, investment, and insurance divisions. The Red Apple Group was founded by her father, John Katsimatidis, and is one of the largest privately held companies in America, worth approximately $4 billion, according to Forbes. The Red Apple Group operates in oil refining, pipelines, gas stations, real estate management and development, asset management, insurance, aviation, and supermarkets. Special thanks to Rob Cole, who is a former executive in the Governor Pataki administration, for setting up this program. Now, I understand that you are representing the Red Apple Group right now in Puerto Rico, where we're taping this by remote broadcast, with Somos Healthcare. So please tell our audience, Andrea Katsimatidis, Manhattan County Republican Chair, why you are in Puerto Rico.
Hi, Brian. Thank you so much for having me. Yes, I'm here in Puerto Rico, and we're here on a humanitarian mission in conjunction with Somos Medical Clinics in order to help victims of Hurricane Maria. And we actually had a great day yesterday. We serve 5,000 Thanksgiving dinners to people in the small town of Comerillo. And tomorrow we're going to be doing the same thing in Naranjito. And it's just been a really amazing experience.
Wonderful. This is a wonderful thing that you're doing. Now let's talk about the conditions as a result of Hurricane Maria. We and the 17 states where we broadcast, and we broadcast from Montreal in the north down to northern Florida and west of Mississippi, and we have listeners who write to us as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand with our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. So tell us, is it what we've seen on national TV? How bad are the conditions?
I would definitely say that the conditions aren't as horrible as the news media in the mainland of the United States would like you to believe. A lot of places do have electricity and running water, and I really like to commend the administration as well as the people here working on the ground for helping to get Puerto Rico up and running so quickly. I mean, that being said, there's still so much work to be done, and there are a lot of places that are in need of clean water, places that don't have electricity, and so there's still a lot of work to be done, and I look forward to helping out more. And I would just like to also commend everyone for banding together in this effort, and it's the true embodiment of the American spirit, and it's really great to see here.
Very good. Now, I want to mention on this program that Chairwoman Katsimatidis represents President Trump's home county, Manhattan County, as the Republican chair. Now, I want to get the truth from you. You are there right now as we're taping the Rusk Report out of Buffalo, New York. You are in Puerto Rico, and I want to know from you, on the ground in Puerto Rico, how President Trump has served the people of Puerto Rico with this natural disaster with Hurricane Maria. Tell us the truth.
I I see a lot of things being fixed and a lot of things getting done, and I think that President Trump has done a great job with helping the people of Puerto Rico. And as I said, there's still plenty of work that needs to be done, but I really would commend the administration for getting things up, getting things running quickly, up and running as quickly as they are.
Okay, so you are really giving a different picture on the situation than what is on the national press. Do you think it's political that they're trying to say that the help isn't half as good as it really is in Puerto Rico?
I think it's definitely a little bit political in that respect. And I've heard that a lot from people that have helped in other hurricane efforts, and they said that people really in all of these places have felt that they've really gotten the support that they needed from the administration, and whatever they need and whatever they ask for, they're really getting from President Trump. So I think that's one area that he has been really strong in. And unfortunately, the news media doesn't give him enough credit for that.
Okay. Now, let me ask you, have you seen these government supplies, water, food, being distributed to the people of Puerto Rico as a result of Hurricane Maria?
So I'm here on this humanitarian mission, and we have been handing out food and clean water and medical supplies, and that's the point of our trip here.
Mm-hmm.
So I've seen us handing it out. I would say that I haven't seen the government doing that, only because that would sort of double on what we were doing as well.
Mm-hmm. Now let's talk about the gratitude of the people of Puerto Rico. We blanket New York City that has a very big Hispanic and Dominican population in New York City and the boroughs in New York City. And let's talk about the gratitude of the people as you're giving out food and water to thousands and thousands of people, along with medical care. What's the attitude of the people on the streets of Puerto Rico?
People have definitely been really, really thankful, and it really embodies the spirit of what Thanksgiving is all about. So it's really nice to see that, but at the same time, it's just been really tough for these people because they've been living without clean water and electricity for 2 months now. And it's nice to see that people's spirits are returning a little bit, and people seem very optimistic because Puerto Rico is recovering so quickly.
Well, that's the best news I've heard, especially for Thanksgiving. You know, people often say about humanitarian missions, it may seem like a small effort, but it's a big step for people who don't have water, they don't have food, they don't have shelter, they don't have medical care. Let's talk about how you are making a difference, Andrea Katsimatidis, with the Red Apple Group and Somos Healthcare, as you are in Puerto Rico right now helping the people post-Hurricane Maria.
So Somos Healthcare actually opened up a new clinic in Comerío, and they're helping hurricane victims get health care, and they also went door-to-door to a lot of people that it's difficult for them to leave their homes, and they were doing that. So in terms of a health care perspective, they're doing that and handing out medical supplies, which is really important. We've been handing out clean food, clean water and food to people and serving Thanksgiving dinner. So in terms of making sure people have water to drink and food to eat, I think that's been really helpful from our trip.
Very good. For those who've just tuned in, we're interviewing today the Manhattan County Republican Chair, Andrea Katsimatidis, an executive with the Red Apple Group headquartered in New York. She is in Puerto Rico at the time of this taping to give them a wonderful Thanksgiving meal and medical care and food and water. This is coordinated by the Red Apple Group, and people throughout the East Coast are familiar with QuickFill. That is one of their major investments. along with the refinery in Warren, Pennsylvania. So they do a lot for employment and economic opportunities. And now Andrea Katsimatidis, executive of the Red Apple Group, is in Puerto Rico giving back to the people of Puerto Rico. If you're listening in Northern Florida, Washington, Buffalo, or Montreal, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. Again, this is the home of the Cats Roundtable, which is hosted by Andrea Katsimatidis' father, John Katsimatidis, a great businessman and humanitarian. We have one plug here. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the AMPO Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the AMPO Legal. The AMPO Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454 to have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. And I'd like to mention that Andrea Katsimatidis, about 5 years ago, was a Grand Marshal for the Pulaski Day Parade in Buffalo, New York. A little bit more information about Andrea Katsimatidis. She graduated from New York University Stern School of Business with a bachelor's degree in business management and double minors in political science and communications. During her 15 years at the Stern School of Business, she was named one of the 15 most influential students at New York University for her leadership as president of the New York University College Republicans. Our guest today, Andrea Katsimatidis, the chairwoman of the Manhattan County Republican Committee. Are you the first female chairwoman of that county committee, Andrea Katsimatidis?
I am not the first female. Actually, my predecessor was a female as well, and then there was a male before her and actually a female before him. So we have a long history in our county of having female representatives of our party.
Well, that's very progressive. That's there are not many female Republican chairmen throughout the country, so you should be very proud. Now, let's talk about winning seats. You're in an area, I believe, in Manhattan that is 10-1 Democratic. You don't have many seats in New York City in the Republican column. I guess you have some in Staten Island and a few in the boroughs. Let's talk about how you're going to win Republican seats in Manhattan County, New York.
Sure. And I mean, I think we can absolutely win seats in Manhattan. There are several areas of Manhattan that have traditionally elected Republicans, like the Upper East Side. So I think that we have a great shot of winning there next year. And there are also other areas of the city that are trending more Republican demographically. So I'm really optimistic. But I think the key thing is that we've recruited some fantastic candidates, and candidate recruitment is going to be key going forward. So as long as we recruit those great candidates that are leaders and of their communities and can accurately represent all of the local issues that people really care about, I think that we have a good shot of winning. And just having volunteers and plenty of resources behind the party helps, of course. So we just got to continue to recruit those candidates and have great grassroots and bring more voters into the party through coalitions.
Very good. Now, are you also getting more young people and women involved? Are you having a big tent philosophy of attracting women, minorities, youth into your organization, Andrea Katsimatidis?
Absolutely. In order to win in Manhattan, we have to be a big tent party. We have to attract new voters into the party. And we just have to invite everyone in and build coalitions and fight for issues that New Yorkers care about. Because as Mayor LaGuardia said, there's no Republican or Democratic way to pick up the garbage. And I think we need to follow this philosophy, and we need to find good leaders in their communities that will represent the people well.
Very good. Now, let's talk about the philosophy of having a vibrant Manhattan County Republican Committee, as we're speaking with the chairwoman of the Manhattan County Republican Committee, executive with the Red Apple Group, Andrea Katsimatidis. Is your effort to win one seat at a time? Because a lot of people say if you are going to run 30 races and 30 seats, you're not going to win anything when it's 10 to 1 Democratic. So are you going to pick and choose the seats you can win and concentrate on that instead of trying for everything?
I would definitely say that we're going to focus more on races that we think that we can win, but that being said, it's hard to say. We have a lot of opportunities in the city, and as you know, we already have the top seat in the nation, and I'm proud to say that I represent our president of the United States home county. So some would say it's downhill from there, but seriously, this process isn't just focusing on one seat. It's about the bigger picture. It's about grassroots and building coalitions. So by focusing on one seat, we're also focusing on the party as a whole.
Now, you represent President Trump and his home in Manhattan County. A lot of our people here don't know the president personally. In our broadcast audience, tell us, what is Donald Trump the man like? I'm sure you've met him on numerous occasions with you and your family. What is he like as a person?
I would say that he's a really great guy. I've met him a number of times, and he's always been really kind to me and my family. And I just think that he's a really smart guy, and to have somebody be as successful as he is, you gotta have something special, and I think he has that something special, and when you meet him, that really comes across.
Very good. For those who just tuned in, this is the Rusk Report. Our guest today is an executive with the Red Apple Group, headquartered in New York, Andrea Katsimatidis. She's on a humanitarian mission with the Red Apple Group and Somos Healthcare. This is a New York City-based company, this healthcare group, Somos Healthcare, and Red Apple, and they're deploying a Thanksgiving humanitarian mission in Puerto Rico. If you're listening in South Carolina, New York City, or Toronto, Canada, South Buffalo, drop us a note. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European guests. I'd like to thank those who've called regarding our recent guests, former ambassador to Finland, Earl Mack, Paul Bellani with the Coats for Kids campaign, and a program that was recommended by John Katsimatidis on the Federal Hall in Manhattan with Renee Barnes. Coming up, we're going to have a program on Muskoka, Ontario, tourism, a program on ambulatory care, and Kaylee's Kindness, helping children with cancer. A little bit more information about Andrea Katsimatidis, executive with the Red Apple Group and chairwoman of the Manhattan County Republican Committee. She serves on the board of the Domain Education Foundation to promote children's financial literacy and is actively involved in other charities, including the Police Athletic League and the Alzheimer's Association, a woman who gives back a lot to her community and her country. Our guest today, Andrea Katsimatidis. Let's talk about the mayor of New York. He won re-election. You had a candidate, a Greek candidate, whom I believe you were supporting. So let's talk about how you did hold the mayor accountable and how you're going to continue to, if you have hopes to get a Republican mayor in that seat, as Bloomberg and Giuliani were. So let's talk about the mayor seat in New York City with the chairwoman of the Manhattan County Republican Committee, Andrea Katsimatidis.
Well, I promise that I will hold the mayor accountable, and I just wish that the voters of New York City had held him accountable during the election. I mean, he's been doing a terrible job. There's trash on our streets. We have people peeing on our streets. Our homeless population is out of control. It's just horrible. New York City is an absolute mess. And I actually antagonize him on my personal Twitter account all the time for all of these things. But we need to do more, and we need to expose how he's running our city into the ground, and we need to put him on the defensive and make him think twice about all of these bad decisions that he's making. And next time, he obviously can't run again. So we're going to have a new mayor no matter what. But what we need to do is we need to attract a candidate that is someone that New Yorkers can get behind, someone who cares and will represent them on local issues. And Nicole Malliotakis, who I have known for a long time, was a really fantastic candidate, and she has fought for New Yorkers in the assembly, and she's really tough and a really hard worker. So she did a great job, and I really commend her for all of her hard work. I just wish that New Yorkers had held Bill de Blasio accountable for all of his terrible decisions for the city.
Well, it sounds like a tough situation. Do you see the bad relations that have been on national TV with Mayor de Blasio when he was at a funeral for the police and they turned their backs on him? Is there still a very bad relationship with the New York City men in blue and women in blue and the mayor of New York?
Absolutely. And I think that sentiment is felt across New York City. The police don't feel supported by him. He has repeatedly turned his back on them. And the police is the backbone of our city. They're what keeps us safe. They're how we can be economically viable, because if we didn't have a safe city, no one would do business here and we wouldn't attract tourists. And he's even disliked amongst Democrats. He has a terrible approval rating in the city, and I just, yeah, it's felt not only across the world, but also in New York City as well.
Unbelievable. I saw it on national TV when they, hundreds of these men and women in blue, turned their backs on the mayor when he spoke at a funeral at one of their police men. Now let's talk about running for governor. We've had up here where we tape this program, we've had him on the show, Harry Wilson. We've had also the minority leader of the state assembly on the Rusk Report, Brian Cole. We've had State Senator John DeFrancisco on this program. And we've had your father, John Katsimatidis, on this program, as he's been mentioned for governor. He said he has one run left in him. So let's talk about the candidates for governor. Why don't you review them for us on the Rusk Report and how you see their pluses and their minuses?
Well, I think that we have a lot of great candidates for governor, but I'm not really sure if anyone has officially declared their candidacy yet, so I don't really think that I can, like, start listing people's names, but there's so many wonderful people who have come forward with interest, and I think that we could be really competitive in that race, and it's really important, and we just need to find somebody that can attract both upstate and downstate voters to come out to the polls, and then we can turn out a victory.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the current governor. I believe his ratings have gone down. He's got a lot of problems with the subway, as the state of New York is the major funder and planner for the New York City subway. So let's talk about Andrew Cuomo. He seems to have very much an adversarial relationship with the nine Republican congressmen and congresswomen in the state, calling for them to be defeated, playing with federal politics, and going after these people very loudly and vocally. Let's talk about Andrew Cuomo and his record. Andrea Katsimatidis, Manhattan County Republican chairwoman.
You know, all that stuff, nothing surprises me anymore, but that's just politics. That goes on everywhere. So it's really unfortunate that he's going after all of these people publicly, but it happens all the time.
Let's talk a little bit about your source of livelihood, and I'm talking the Red Apple Group that is a very large concern in the Northeast U.S., one of the largest privately held companies in the world. Your father was a son of a bus boy, and he's made a great success. You have a lovely mother. I've met her many times, Margot. Let's talk about your company, the Red Apple Group, what you do for them, what they do for us.
So the Red Apple Group has a lot of different things that they do. The main thing that people would know in New York City is we have Gristedes Supermarkets, which is a very important part of our business. But we also have an oil refinery in western Pennsylvania. And we also have gas stations, Quicksville and Country Fair gas stations. And I think the main thing that makes me so proud about that company is that we have 100% American-made gasoline made from North American crude oil. And I just love the whole idea of buying American, and I think that's important to a lot of people. And in addition to those companies, we also have an investment side of our business. That's one thing that I'm very passionate about. I do a lot of healthcare investing because not only are they great investments, but a lot of times I invest in companies that have cures for diseases where people didn't have any sort of cure or help beforehand, orphan diseases that people don't care about. And I think that's really important.
Very good. Now, we have about 30 seconds left. The joy that you receive in providing these 10,000 dinners for Thanksgiving in Puerto Rico. Tell us about that, Andrea Kotsimatidis.
Sorry, what?
The joy you have giving these Thanksgiving dinners in Puerto Rico.
People have just been so thankful, and if anything, like for me, it was such an amazing experience, and I really enjoyed being down here and meeting the people of Puerto Rico, and I was just glad that I could be here to help in some small way.
I'm sorry we have to come to a close on the Rusk Report. We thank very much for enlightening us, the new Manhattan County Republican Chairwoman Andrea Kotsimatidis. Special thanks to Rob Cole for arranging this broadcast, and to Kevin Carr, our Director of Production. Thank you for helping the people of Puerto Rico, Andrea Kotsimatidis. Have a great week.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah,
you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.